This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Rain over the past week has slowed down some field activities according to this week's state crop report, but statewide the average temp was about 74 degrees and that was 4 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 2 inches and that was 1.3 inches above normal. And there were 4 days that allowed field work during the week ending on September 11th. Topsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 2% short, 82% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture was 1% very short, 4% short, 82% adequate, and 13% surplus. Corn dented had reached 91% compared to 93% last year. And corn mature increased to 42% compared to 45% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest was just 3% complete compared to 7% for the 5-year average. And corn condition rated 1% very poor, 2% poor, 12% fair, 59% good, and 26% excellent. Moving into the soybeans, soybeans coloring jumped to 50% compared to 49% for the 5-year average, and soybeans dropping leaves were at 14% compared to 26% last year. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 15% fair, 58% good, and 21% excellent. And for this week's local update, we'll be hearing from Tom Moore of Jerseyville. When I talked with Tom yesterday afternoon, he said he was getting ready to combine his first field of the season.
Yeah, or like for getting the grain cart, finishing touches, hooked up to it, get the camera hooked up and different things, back up for, and got the combine here, and so we hope here in the next, on Monday afternoon, we can get started and kind of see where we're at. We had an inch and 6/10 there all Thursday and Friday night, so we don't think it'll be too soft this afternoon.
How do you think the corn looks as far as stock quality, and do you think any disease affected it this year?
It's greatly affected it here in the last 2 or 3 weeks as far as stock quality. I'm seeing a big difference where I went ahead and applied fungicide and kind of wished out maybe I'd done some more, but at the time there wasn't much disease pressure out there. The week before, in fact, I've had one neighbor shelled 100 acres, about half of it blew over there in just a small band went through there, and we've got a small field over that way that I hope to get to this week that quite a bit of it lodged.
And I know you haven't started yet. Do you have any idea on yield at all, or pretty much just waiting to find out that and moisture once you do get in the field?
You know, from what I'm hearing, I'm thinking we're going to be in that 200 bushel range, you know, and a couple of my friends that have started, I'm not saying they're disappointed, but it's not maybe quite as good as we thought it might be. But it's still good, you know, going to be pretty good yields for the year.
Sure, and I know it's early yet for the beans, but how do the fields look there, and what are your thoughts?
Oh, they're tall, and they look pretty good, but they're sure, you know, all this rain, it's going to be kind of interesting. They're about the tallest beans we maybe had. Of course, they really went down from all the rain, but I'm very optimistic about their potential.
All right. Well, sounds like you've got a busy day ahead of you and a busy week. Anything else you'd like to mention?
We kind of sure could use a couple of weeks of sunshine. I mean, we're kind of borderline of almost too soft. We was able to get, took us over a week to get all of our silage stuff because it was just too muddy. You know, we were cutting some ruts, and I'm about one more rain away from putting the tracks on the combine, is what I'm thinking.
And thanks again to Tom Moore of Jersey County for that update. Coming up next, we'll hear some news from the Illinois Soybean Association right after these messages. Well, the Illinois Soybean Association has big items on their agenda for the new fiscal year. The association's checkoff and membership programs recently reelected Daryl Cates of Columbia, Illinois as their chairman. Daryl says the association is working on a project that's a little more outside of the box than what they're used to.
In June, the board decided after a lengthy discussion and after we had a special committee formed to research this out for about 6 months before the board made a decision that we are going to put an office in Chicago. And the office space should be in place by December 1st. And our main goal for that is, as one board member put it, like Wayne Gretzky, the great hockey player, he didn't skate to where the puck was. He skated to where he thought the puck was going to go. And we feel that our target audience is in Chicago. About two-thirds of the population of Illinois lives in Chicago. We also have over 120 consulates up in Chicago. And the majority of the state legislators live in the Chicago area. So we felt our target audience is there. We're going to try and do a lot of education with that group of people, especially the millennials in the Chicago area, to try and get them more on board with the GMO issue, that we're not out here trying to poison them and the U.S. population or the world population as far as that goes.
And currently, the only office the Illinois Soybean Association has in the state is located in Bloomington. When I talked with Daryl, I also had a chance to ask him how crops are looking in his area of southern Illinois. And so far, he says beans and corn are looking above average.
I right now would say that I think our beans, at least the way they look, that they're going to be above average in yield. Our corn yields already, we've got probably about 250 acres harvested, and it's above our normal average.
Daryl Cates, chairman of the Illinois Soybean Association. And a friendly reminder today that the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is accepting orders for their fall fish sale until this afternoon. Different varieties of fish available include catfish, bass, bluegill, crappie, sunfish, red ear, minnows, and grass carp. Orders are due, like I said, today. Pickup will be next week, Tuesday, September 20th at 11 a.m. at the Soil and Water Office in Hillsboro. And order forms are available online at montswcd.com or by calling the office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.